After you come out of creative activities, you will be on the corner of Cosgrove and Dam Patch. You're going to take a right on Dam Patch, heading downhill a little bit, deeper into the fairway from Snelling. On your right, you'll see the DFL booth, the Farmers Union. On the corner of Cooper and Dam Patch is the AFL-CIO Plaza. You walk by the Culligan booth, which is always good because there's tons of free water here, and you know, staying hydrated is obviously very important at the fair usually. And the next thing is also one of my faves here. It's the Farmers Union building. And I come from a line of farmers. My mom's family are all farmers, and my uncle still have a farm in Illinois. So I always talk to the Farmers Union guys for a while. And there's also a coffee shop in here, which has, I think this has the best coffee anywhere on the fairgrounds. So oftentimes I stop here on my way to the Salem Lutheran Church Dining Hall and have a cup of coffee first. And that's also right next to the DFL booth, which is always somewhere that I try to go. I got a pretty cool t-shirt there last year, which was a, it was like an old 60s DFL logo put onto a t-shirt. So I never realized until I moved back here from California that we're the only state that has the DFL. I just thought that that was the general name for the Democratic Party. So when I got here and found out that it was actually the only place that had the DFL, I thought that was kind of cool. The next thing that I usually check out is the AFL-CIO building. It's there's tons of cool stuff here generally, and it also is part of the pencil challenge. There's always a lot of cool kind of pens and pencils. I have one here that I got last year that's from the Ford Twin Cities Assembly Plant.
Keep heading down Dam Patch. You'll take a left on Underwood. On the right is the Modern Living Building.
One thing that I usually kind of cruise through is the Modern Living Building, which is right here on the right. And it's another one of those places where they're selling pools and windows and sort of all kinds of stuff for your home. But they also have the chamois sales in there, which if you've never seen the chamois demonstration, is pretty fun to watch. It's where they have this big kind of high-tech chamois material that they use to soak up all types of liquids and sundry things like that. And then they get you to buy it because it's a great deal. To me, it's more impressive just watching the sort of salesman do his thing. And also we've got the Farm Bureau, which is sort of similar to the Farmers Union. I'm not sure of the exact, like, you know, distinctions between them, besides that they're two separate organizations, but they both lobby for farmers. But you can take a really fun trivia quiz inside the Farm Bureau, and you can win, well, free pencils, and also you can win a corn plant that you can actually take home and put in your garden, so...
And then on your left, you'll start to see the food building coming up.
So, of course, at some point, you got to hit the food building, which, you know, cheese curds. I like one or two cheese curds. That's a good thing to share with people. There's all kinds of stuff in there. One of my fave things in there is the nitro ice cream, which is sort of... I don't know if their official name for it is ice cream of the future, but I like to call it the ice cream of the future because it's made with liquid nitrogen. So it's frozen more quickly than you could possibly freeze ice cream in any other way, which means that there's no ice crystals in it. So it's got this incredibly creamy, sort of buttery texture and consistency, which is really fantastic.
On the corner of Carnes and Underwood is the Yield Mill and the Tom Thumb Donuts.
So I think something that you should do if you've actually never done it before is go on Yield Mill, which is, I'm pretty positive it's the oldest ride at the fair. I think it's been here since, like, 1907 or something. And it's kind of funny because it's you get in this boat and you basically go through this kind of dark tunnel where you don't see anything, and then these kind of homemade sort of displays appear out of the darkness every so often. I love it because it's not like some kind of Valley Fair like extreme ride. It's more just like you're on a boat, you're in the dark, there's water, it smells kind of like a basement, and it's really charming in that way. Well, here, of course, is Tom Thumb Donuts, which is definitely something that everybody has to go to. I don't even attempt having mini donuts elsewhere that are not Tom Thumb Donuts.
As you continue south on Underwood, on the left, you'll see the Agriculture Horticulture Building. It has a big tower on top. And on the right is the Minnesota Territorial Pioneers. And then you're going to end this section at Judson and Underwood.
Here we have the Agriculture Building, which is, I think it's my most favorite building on the fairgrounds. I think it's just kind of the most beautiful one. It was built in 1947, and it's got this really cool Art Deco kind of design to it. And inside, it's got these really cool sort of lights, and, you know, it's got the tower that changes color at night. So the building is great. There's just a lot of cool stuff to see in here. This is where the seed art competition is. So you see all of the entries in the seed art. There's also the whole vegetable competition is in here. So you get to see giant pumpkins and just sort of all the tomatoes and squash and everything else that people have grown and entered. A couple of the best deals of the fair, I think, are here. One is in the honey area, where they've got all the bees and the honey and everything, but they have honey lemonade, which is just super refreshing and good to drink if you're just kind of thirsty and hot, and it's really cheap. There's also, in the apple area, they have these apple cider pops that are, if my memory serves, they're 75 cents a piece, which is like a fantastic deal, and they're also just a really good kind of refreshing, you know, treat that's not incredibly sweet or anything, so, and it's obviously not greasy. So right across from the Agriculture Horticulture Building is this thing called the Minnesota Territorial Pioneers, and it's kind of a little log cabin, and it's staffed by people dressed in old-timey clothes, and there's often a sort of banjo bluegrass type act playing outside, and inside they've got all sorts of artifacts from sort of pioneer days in Minnesota. They've got a whole setup of stuff, like it was an actual cabin at some point. They also, you can buy, which I wish that I could wear one because I would love to have one of these. They're these homemade bonnets that are like kind of Little House on the Prairie type bonnet with a big sort of brim that sticks out in front of your face. And they also sell a bunch of reproduction maps in here that are like old maps of the Minnesota-Dakota territories and sort of really cool stuff like that that you don't necessarily find very many places. You can also send a postcard from the fairgrounds, so it gets a special postmark stamp on it, and you can buy the postcards and stamps and have them sent from the Minnesota Territorial Pioneers. So every day on the fair, at the fair, there's a parade that happens at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's always pretty fun. There's usually a few marching bands, and the pickle is always in it, and sort of, I don't know, all kinds of kind of cool stuff. So I recommend the parade.